This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from this week. They include an animal stray. Avenue C received report of a shaggy brown dog with tags running at large.
Oh, no!
An officer responded, not able to locate it. Sure. Sometimes they're able to locate. We can't. He's running.
Yeah, that'll feel like running.
And he won't pull over. I turn the lights on.
Well, they got those big utility belts and they jingle.
Yeah. And then you honk the horn. They're not pulling over. They're not.
I got a milk bone.
Assault, E7th. Received report of an assault. Case under investigation. We're getting out and about, Russ. We're assaulting.
Oh, great.
We get a lot of those nowadays. So,
what was the worst thing about the pandemic? I couldn't assault anybody.
Yeah. Let's see. Assist other agency, North Hamilton. Officers assisted with probation and parole. Ultimately, a 58-year-old out of Powell was arrested for probation violation, transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition C case. So this person did get out during the pandemic and got into activity.
You're not going to let a virus slow him down.
No. Let's see. Liquor law other, North Bent. A state of Wyoming alcohol compliance check was performed, and ultimately a 51-year-old out of Powell was issued a citation for selling alcohol to the minor, disposition C case.
And that's the thing, too, when it's not the business. The business will suffer by getting a black mark.
Yeah.
But they fine the individual, and I think they're pretty steep fines,
yeah,
too.
They're pretty good ones.
And check those IDs.
And they go through the tips training and all that for a lot of these. And if you get a tips training, you get a big thumbs up from the city. Mm-hmm, but if you don't go do that and you're caught selling alcohol to somebody,
you
get a lot of trouble. So
it's expensive.
Yeah. Let's see, welfare check, North Hamilton, check the welfare of a person, officer responded, contact them, they were fine, disposition complete, we're fine, get out of here. So,
what's your state?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Property lost, East Coulter, received report of a lost pair of children's prescription glasses about a week ago, so the kids have been hiding the whole time. Where's your glasses?
Junior, why are you squinting?
Yeah. Described as square lens, black frame, earpieces that are bright lime green. So nothing matching is found. Dispatch handled. So.
And Mom was probably thinking, we'll get the lime green ones. He can't lose those.
I remember long ago hiding that I'd lost my glasses, mm-hmm. too. And it was, it was about a week later. So. Due to squinting and such. So, but they were just so uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I know.
And then so you take them off when you're playing kickball, and then I'm leaving. And then, oh, wait, where's my, oh, no. So suspicious activity south. Received report of two males that got out of a vehicle, looked in the windows of an empty house. An officer responded, advised no one was there upon arrival. The officer contacted the homeowner and the subjects that were there were okay to be there. Disposition, not on arrival. So people looking for homes in the area, Russ.
Well, and sometimes people will do that after hours, and they'll go and peek in the windows. It doesn't automatically mean they're burglars.
Yeah, especially at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when this report came in. So usually the burglars will be, they'll wait till it's dark so they can lurk.
Well, just the good ones.
Yeah. And so, people are looking for homes around the area, and they will actually go and look into an empty house.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. So now, if somebody was already living there, then I'd probably, might
that's
be a little,
different.
Yeah. Disturbance, South Jones, received report of a loud pop, and the caller thought it sounded like it hit the house. Officers responded, advised it was a tree branch that fell and hit the home. Stupid wind causing the cops to go all over the place. And of course, You know, that's if you have tree branches over the top of your house, you're going to hear pops and stuff.
Yeah,
and hear squirrels scurrying. I get that, too, at my house. You'll hear something run across the roof. I'm hoping that it's a squirrel.
So, not the neighbor.
Yeah. Traffic stop, East Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for hands-free violation. Disposition. Warning issued. So that's the one person talking on a cell phone while they're driving in Powell.
I see it every single day.
I'm sure it will. That will solve the problem right there. You get a warning. So I think you only get one warning. So hopefully that will change their tune, or they won't talk on their phone when cops are around. So a traffic complaint, Tower Boulevard, received a complaint of a black Dodge truck that was in the caller's lane. That's my lane. I bought it. It swerved and hit the mirror on the vehicle, but didn't damage it. An officer responded, checked the area of the vehicle, not located. It was later found legally parked, no one around. RP advised they just wanted the vehicle off the road. Well, that's where vehicles usually are, gone on arrival. So, suspicious activity, South Jones. Received a report from a resident who stated that when they went to get their mail at the community mailbox, the outgoing mailbox was wide open, and they were unable to get it to close. An officer spoke with the RP, advised that there was no damage to any of the mailboxes. An officer will follow up with the Postal Service regarding this. Hey, you guys forgot to shut the box. Okay.
Quick, call the cops.
Yep, here comes the cops. They'll take care of it for everybody, okay? Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. Security check, Glendale Park, bathroom door open. What? Assistance given. Assistance given. So they shut the door, what it means. I'm assisting. Good. Other agency, probation and parole. Request law enforcement stand by for an appointment at 9 o'clock. So you show up at 9 for your probation officer, and there's a cop with handcuffs out. It's like, I think I'll drive around the block. I don't know if I want to be there right now.
He's checking the action on those cuffs. And
yeah. Motor vehicle crash, 8th Street. RP involved in a non-injury blocking crash. RP in a blue F-150 with a boat rear-ended by a gray Ford Escort. You hit my boat!
That would be upsetting.
Yeah, well, the insurance guy with that guy with the Escort, what'd you hit? A boat. Were you in a lake? Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I had my lights on. Yeah.
I used my turn signal.
Road hazard blockage, Western Rose Motel. RP says the sign at the motel got blown off the post, possibly in the street. So
quick, call the cops.
Yeah, so we'll call the cops instead of the hotel. Hey, get your sign out of the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do that, but that would take too long. So let's see, disturbance, Mountain View Apartments. RP says the neighbors get drunk and make a lot of noise constantly. He's told the landlord. The landlord told him to start calling law enforcement. Disposition. Assistance given. So those loud drunks, Russ. It's when you get to that certain point of alcohol where you have to raise your voice a little bit.
Well, just to get your point across, of course.
Yeah, because, and for one, people can't understand you because you're slurring. Yeah. You think you're better than me.
You eyeballing my girl.
Turn up the stereo.
I am your girl.
Oh. And we'll call other. Beck Lake Park. RP says there's a man walking his dogs without a leash. Assistance given. Calling all cars.
Warm up the tasers.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, the next step after that, Russ, is murder. It was determined. People will start murdering after walking your dog without a leash. So there you go.
It is a gateway crime.
It is. Traffic complaint, Sierra Trading Post. RP says there's a gray Dodge 4x4 driving erratically. Disposition. unable to locate, unless you follow this person to where they are and keep on the line for the cops, he's not going to be there anymore.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, how far can you go in a couple of minutes? The other side of town.
Yeah, it's they can go a long way. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim's always loud and he's not drunk over there at Aldridge's. So anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter report.